Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Rick in Naperville. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
We have a minor problem. One of our bedrooms, we have a ceiling fan, and every so often, not very often, but very seldom, there's drops of water on the bedspread below the fan. And I'm wondering if it's condensation, because we had a new roof on a couple of years ago, and this problem happened before the new roof. So we have a new roof now, so I don't think it's from the roof. I don't have my attic properly vented out. I think our bathroom fan just go into the attic. Could that be just condensation?
Yeah. I mean, that is not a good thing. You're adding all that moisture up into the attic space, and it could be, depending on where that ceiling fan is and the electrical piping comes to, if that's exposed and you're dumping all that moisture up in there, that gets cold. The hot, you know, the bedroom up at the ceiling is warmer than obviously at the floor, and it could be condensating. You know how you've got that on the ceiling fan? Does your ceiling fan have a drop rod? Does it hang on a drop rod, or is it flush to the ceiling?
No, it does not. No.
So it has
very close to the ceiling.
So it's got a metal housing there that could be trapping some moisture based on the cold air hitting the electrical pipe up in the attic. So really, there's two things, Rick. You need to vent that fan out. And then if you go up into that attic space and you see that electrical piping that's exposed, you need to put insulation over the top of that.
Do you recommend anybody that does... I'm not a handyman at all. Do you recommend somebody that goes up in the attic and will do the work?
It would be... Well, so the venting part of it, you could probably get a heating and cooling company to do the venting. Okay, that's really the most important aspect of all this. You're in Naperville, so there's a company out west there in Aurora called Perfect Home Services.
Okay,
and you could contact them to see if they'd be willing to do this work.
So basically, like you said, you think it's not properly vented, because our house is 35 years old. So naturally, back then, I don't think they I'm pretty sure they didn't vent it out. They just
went
in the attic.
Here's the thing. A lot of builders cut a lot of corners back then. It was wrong to do back then, and it's wrong to do now. If it's just dumping up into the attic space, it's not a good move. You don't be surprised. Is if they go up in there, they could find some evidence of mildew and mold. It could turn into Pandora's box. But you just dumping the exhaust from the bathroom up into the attic space is not a good thing. And so they either need to add an exterior lookout vent on a soffit, or cut something into the roof that they can flash properly and then connect it at that point. That is absolutely job one first, and I bet that'll solve the problem.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope you have a good year. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Happy New Year as well. I appreciate you calling this morning.